Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome to The Exclusive. I'm your host, Sharon Tharp. It is Monday morning. My phone is blowing up because the cast of Big Brother 26 is here, and I know everyone's super excited about it. And so I'm not going to wax poetic. I'm going to jump right into the house guests and show you their videos and get to know them a little bit and give you my first impressions. So let's get started. First up, I'm going
to
add...
Very intuitive to how people...
Hold on. Okay. First up, we have Angela Murray. She's 50 years old. She's from Long Beach, California. She currently lives in Utah, and she's a real estate agent. So let's listen to her.
Ooh, why will I win Big Brother? I'm going to win Big Brother because I am a people person. I am very intuitive to how people are acting, how they're thinking. I can read faces. So I'll always know when people are scheming. And if they're scheming behind my back, I'm going to be able to know that right away so that I can alter the course of what they're trying to do. So I'm very much a people person. And that is my social game. And that is how I'm going to win Big Brother.
Okay.
So my strategy going into the Big Brother house will be really just being myself, just unapologetic Angela and all that that encompasses. I mean, that is somebody who does wear her heart on her sleeve. I do have a big mouth. I'm not afraid to share with people what my opinions and thoughts are, whether you want it or not. And I think I'm going to be a person that people can trust when they shouldn't, because when it comes to the game of Big Brother, morals and decency are out the window. I'm here to win the money.
That's what
we
like to hear.
My mark would be that I'm going to be the first 50-year-old woman to win Big Brother. And that's the goal. Like, I'm coming here to win. I'm not coming here to lose. And how amazing to be the first 50-year-old woman that come from Long Beach, California, a nobody, really, and win this damn thing. Like, that's going to be my story here. And that is the mark that I plan to leave.
Okay.
What I'm most looking forward to when going into the Big Brother house is the social aspect of it. I have never been to college, so I never got to go away. I've never been to camp, so I never got to do that. I rarely went to a slumber party. And being my age and not having those type of experiences, I mean, I feel like I've missed out a little bit, and I really want to experience what it would be like to live in a home with we're all thrown into this house and we all had to try and figure it out and figure ourselves out and try to climb my way or claw my way up to the top to be top dog, to win this thing. And I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to see how far I can stretch lies or how far I can stretch truths or, you know, how deceitful I could be. Because, you know, secretly in the back of my mind, I've always got these things, my wheels are turning, but I always live more of a moral lifestyle. So this will be fun to, like, unleash it. Like, I'm excited to see what's to come.
Okay.
Manipulating the competition should be a piece of cake, and I'm counting on my years of wisdom here. I think I remember being in my 20s and 30s and really just leading by emotion more than by, you know, thinking 10 steps ahead. I'm hoping to rely on my wisdom and my life experience to go in and just, like, not act out of heist or emotion, but rather with thought and what the steps would be with any action that I put forward, and making sure that that action doesn't lead to my demise. I'm a people person. I love people. I'm outgoing. I'm a party girl. I'm a mom first and foremost, but I enjoy now the transition of being friends with my kids, and I love the relationships that I have with them. So I'm a party girl. I'm a fun mom. I'm a cool mom, cool nana. And I am optimistic all the time.
Okay. All right. Well, Angela seems lovely. She seems smart. She seems self-aware, I hope, enough to get that she's, you know, going in as an older woman. And sometimes that is a disadvantage, unfortunately, in this game. There wasn't specifics. Like, I do appreciate that she said she's going to be cutthroat. She said she's usually moral. That worries me a little bit because they, you know, sometimes people are like, well, I'm going to go there and morals are out the door. I hope that's the case. Well, to some extent. But yeah, I just wish I had more specifics about like what she plans to do. It was a lot of like why I'm happy to be here and all that stuff, which again, we love, but would have loved some more specifics. But let's go to Brooklyn next. Brooklyn Rivera. She's 34 from Covington, Georgia. She currently lives in Dallas and she is a business administrator.
I'm gonna be the next Big Brother winner because I am resilient. I am a little bit stubborn and I don't do anything half-assed. So coming here, leaving my family for almost 100 days or more is enough fuel in the tank to get me all the way to the end.
100 days or more? No more 100 days.
My strategy in the Big Brother house is definitely going to be to use my conversation as a secret weapon. I like to say I'm a girl's girl, but more than that, I'm a people's people. So getting to know people inside the game, but also outside of the game. I feel like when you mix in normal day-to-day life and learn about them, they will want to keep you because they want to keep a piece of something that's not in the house. And so I want to get to know them outside of the house and what they do on their day-to-day life and make it more than just the game. In all reality, I'm just using it against them. I plan on making my mark by being the first married mother to win the show. This is the 26th season. It is about time that a married mother showed up, showed out, and walked away as the next winner. I would describe myself as sassy, classy, and a little badassy. And basically that just means that I do everything with purpose, on purpose, and for the betterment of others, really. I am a control freak, if I'd call myself out, and a lot of bit type A, but I get stuff done. I would call myself right below a super fan. So there are certain things that I'm like, man, who was that and what did they do? But for the past 10 years, my husband and I have watched the show religiously. I've got my kids involved with it. So they're always telling me what is the best moves to make. And so I plan on making them all really proud. Being a competitor on Big Brother has been a dream of mine for years now. Every time I watch this show, I look at it and go, I could do that. And I'm really tired of looking at people that can't, especially the moms. I'm like, put a mom in the house that can actually win. And so instead of being frustrated behind the screen, I said, why the hell not play it myself? So here I am, ready to play and ready to win.
Okay. I mean, she seems sweet. You know, she's giving me Brittany Martinez vibes from season 16, like kind of a young mother, very feisty, smart. I worry a little bit because type A, I'm type A. So I feel like I can relate. I don't know how well we would do in that dirty, smelly house with crazy people. Yeah, she's, again, I feel like I'm not getting strategic specifics. That's what I would like. Name drop, things like that. Who do you know? What seasons have you watched? Want some more specifics, but okay. She seems solid. Liking the cast so far. Let's see. Next up, we got Cameron. Cameron is, I guess he goes by Cam. He's 25. He's from Maryland, and he's a physical therapist.
I'm going to win Big Brother because I'm charismatic, I'm suave, and I can get along with everybody. Plus, I'm super competitive, so the competitions are going to be mine. That's why I'm going to win Big Brother.
Very nice smile.
My strategy is going to be to get into a big alliance, but with the mature people, with the older people, a lot of moms and stuff, because they're really good puppet masters. So that's one of my biggest strategies. And then maybe a showman's, maybe a bromance, maybe something here or there. But that'll be my biggest strategy, to get into an alliance with a lot of the older people in the house.
Interesting.
I think I'll make my mark in the Big Brother house by making a big splash, man. Making a splash with my smile, making a splash with my charisma, but just playing the game smartly, man. Just using strategy, because a lot of people will think just because I'm a jock that I'm dumb or something like that, but just, you know, weaseling my way to get a win. That's the biggest mark that I'm going to play. I'm going to shock people with my mind, actually.
Okay.
The thing that I'm most excited about is just meeting everybody. You know, I'm sure they picked people from different walks of life, and I just love meeting people and hearing their stories and talking to them. So that's the thing that I'm looking forward to. And then also the challenges, man. I'm just excited to get out there and compete. That's the biggest thing for me. So I'm hyped for the challenges and to meet everybody in the house. Some ways that I would describe myself is a good vibes guy. I want everybody to be happy in the room when I walk in. I want to brighten up the room whenever I walk in. So I would say one of the things I would say is a good vibes guy. Secondly, I would like to say I'm suave. I would like to say I'm cool. I would like to say I play the chill side. I like everybody to be comfortable around me. So those are probably the two things. I'm a good vibes guy, and then I'm very suave. So those are the two things I would describe myself as. Just when I learned the rules of the game and how it's just a social experiment, and I've lived this throughout my whole life. You know, I know how to talk to people. I know how to connect with people. I know how to make friends. So, like, that's the biggest thing about Big Brother that attracted to me, was that it's all about making friends. And then actually the challenge aspect was something that I just love in general. I love to compete in everything. Checkers, Connect Four, whatever we're doing, I like to win. So adding that in with just making friends with people and then winning money, come on now, that's easy. That's why I wanted to be on Big Brother. Something on my Big Brother bucket list is definitely getting in some type of slime. I want to get into a challenge and get real dirty, real grimy into some slime. That is 100% on my Big Brother bucket list.
Okay, I really like him so far. I think he's like warm. I think people are going to gravitate toward him. He's very nice. He has a great smile. He just seems like an all-around good guy. That's interesting. He wants to get an alliance with older crowd. I don't know if like having an older alliance is like the best idea for like, I don't know how that would work. And also like, you can't alienate the younger people. You kind of have to play the middle. I don't know. That's interesting. I'm interested to see. And yeah, he just seems like a kind of really nice guy. He's really competitive, so I doubt he'll be throwing comps. Again, not like super deep into the strategy, but I like what I'm seeing from him. So that was Cam. Next up, we are going to have Cedric. He's 21, so he's very young. He's from California, lives in Idaho, and he's a former Marine. So let's check him out.
Okay, sick. I'm going to win Big Brother because my ability to adapt to any situation. You know, I'm a people person. And a lot of the game that people overlook is the social game. You know, if your alliance wants you out, you're gone. If you get backdoored, you're gone. But if you're likable and people mess with you and it's all social, not to mention, you know, you got to throw a little cop win in there when you need it. Sometimes you can't rely solely on the social. So I think I'm just the most well-rounded player in the house. I'm young, 21, still got that good energy to brighten everyone's day. And I think a lot of people are going to mess with that. And my social game is going to take me far. And then when I can't go any farther on my social game, that's when, you know, challenges and mental and physical challenge wins come in. My strategy for Big Brother, you know, it's kind of hard because it's always changing. The dynamic in the house is always flip-flopping. You know, people are going in, going out. Alliances change. People get backdoored. Everyone flips on each other. So my strategy going in is to kind of just be the most observant person possible, you know, and gauge every encounter that I have and move with that one step at a time. You know, a lot of people have this whole big plan, like, I'm going to go get one person and it's going to be great. And then it all falls apart. And, you know, your strategy or your plan comes crashing down because you formulated it. So I think the best strategy and the best plan for me is to take a step by step in the house and evolve my plan each week. I'm gonna make my mark in the house by just being lovable. Everyone's favorite little, you know, 21 year old kid. I think a lot of people are going to see me and think that I'm instantly like super arrogant And it kind of helps. It's super, super crazy because it kind of helps when people have preconceived notions of you and then you change them and flip them, they're more attracted to you. They like you more. So I think coming in with the predeserved notions, it's going to make me more lovable in the inside. And that's how I'm making my mark, is to be the most lovable, likable person in the house. What I'm most looking forward to in the Big Brother house is, honestly, it's going to sound kind of corny, but the friendships that I'm going to make, not only in the house, but when I leave, and just connecting with everybody, you know, not to mention winning, of course.
Okay, so that was Cedric, very adorable, very young, definitely has a lot of confidence, which I like. I think you should have confidence. I, you know, worry that he might be a little naive to the game a little bit, because like he was saying something about, well, I like that he said he was going to go and observe and not have like a strict strategy and sort of adapt week to week. I think that's the perfect thing to do. But to say like the example of not finding one person, like I still think that's a pretty good strategy in Big Brother, is to have a someone, you know, day one. But we'll see. Yeah, he said he's very likable, outgoing. I could see that. I think he should lean into the little brother of it all, maybe, since he's very young. But can't really gauge anything else. Just seems like a sweet guy. So next up we have Chelsea. She's from California. She's 27 and she's a nonprofit director.
I'm going to win Big Brother for a few reasons. Number one, I'm a super fan. But number two, I have a little mixture of a great social game, I believe, and I'm competitive. Put those two together, you got a winner, BB26.
Okay.
The kind of game I'm going to play in the Big Brother house is a really smart and strategic game. I'm going to try to come in, build as many relationships as possible, try to not cause any fights, any riots, lay low, and then when I need a win, oh baby, I'm going to win. I think I'll make my mark in the Big Brother house by going down and being a really smart player, but one who genuinely developed relationships with almost every single person in the house. You'll usually see your alliances, but for me, the mark I believe I'll make is being able to affect every single person in the house through relationships. Mm-hmm. What I'm most looking forward to is seeing who's in this house, getting to form alliances, but above all, I'm ready to compete in some games. I am competitive in nature, so bring on the games. I'm ready now. Listen, do I think I'm going to manipulate the competition? This is Big Brother. There's always a little bit of manipulation that happens. It's the name of the game. So I will, if I have to withhold the truth or spread the truth, I got to do what I got to do to get to the end and win this game.
Okay.
In a few adjectives, I would describe myself as crazy, fun, loud, a little bit hood, a little bit holy, a little bit righteous, a little bit ratchet. All of that in one. That's me.
She's so funny.
I want to compete on Big Brother because I have been a super fan for the past 10 years. Me and my family, my siblings would sit around the table, around on the couch during the summer and watch the game. And so I want to be one of those people playing the game. Not only just playing the game, winning the game. I'm a super fan, so I'm ready for the summer.
Okay. Like her, she has a lot of energy. It seems really fun. Yeah, she's very upbeat. It's just so funny with these interviews. You could tell that they've answered these questions like 50 times for producers, and they're just kind of like reiterating probably what they've already said a million times. And so you get a little bit of a, you know, canned answers, not so specifics, which I keep saying, but you know, Chelsea said she's willing to lie. That's important in Big Brother. But yeah, I wish there was more to dig into, but I'm feeling everything is pretty surface level, and I'm not blaming them. I'm blaming sort of the questions that were asked of them. So next up, we have Joseph Rodriguez, not Joey Rodriguez. Let's not forget that. Actually, maybe he does go by Joey. Age 30, from Tampa, Florida. He's a video store clerk. What? There's still video stores? Blockbuster? What's happening? Okay, let's listen to Joey.
I'm going to win Big Brother because I feel like in
each category,
strategic, social, physical, I'm good enough in all of them, but not super overbearing to where people will notice how good I am at any of those categories, and I'll be able to sneak up on them. My general strategy going into the Big Brother game is going to be to kind of play coy at first. I'm not going to tell people that I'm a huge fan of the show, which I totally am, so that they don't see me as a threat. I'm going to try to just be low key. But then when I see my moment, go all in and make the big move when I see that it's open. I think I'll make my mark in the Big Brother house just by being myself, just being by honest and open. I feel like nowadays people are very, you know, mindful of what they say. And, you know, I'm not a bad person, so I know I'm not going to say anything too crazy that'll get me in trouble.
Oh, God.
And I'm just going to be authentic and be myself and also play the game hard and try not to play scared. I feel like a lot of people play scared nowadays, and that's not how I intend on going about this. What I'm most looking forward to about being in the Big Brother house is honestly just chilling. Just like, you know, obviously playing the game and everything, but like those moments where I'm just alone chilling in the pool and just being like, holy crap, I can't believe I'm actually on this show. Like those are the moments I'm really looking forward to. I see myself as manipulating the competition in a subtle way. I'm not going to try to come on too strong at first. I feel like the person who's always directing and they need things to go their way early on, that's not how I'm going to be. I'm going to try to be more subtle about it and kind of slowly incept myself into people's minds. That way, the bigger personalities will kind of wipe themselves out. People will get tired of listening to them and they'll want to listen to me.
Okay.
I would describe myself as fun loving. I like to do whatever I can to have fun, even if like I do something that other people don't find funny, as long as like I'm making myself laugh, that's totally fine with me. I try not to take life too seriously. And yeah.
Okay. So Joseph, I wasn't sure about him. You know, the mustache throws me off. I'm not a big fan of those, but he's actually surprised me. Like he seems very chill, low key. I think he might be able to get along with a lot of people. He said he doesn't want power early, or he said he doesn't want to have influence early, which, you know, that could go well if he plays it right, gets in a good alliance. Yeah, he's also one of those people that he says he's a super fan, but, you know, we all know that a lot of people say that, so you never really know. But he seems like someone who might be able to pick up the game even more as he goes along. I don't know. I get, I don't want to say good vibes, but I feel like he's not going in there like banging pots and pans like our friend Josh, but and some of these other people are going to go in big personalities. He seems like he's definitely going to take a step back, which might be smart. So we'll see. But next up, we got Kenny Kelly. He's 52. I don't know if he's our oldest. Let me look real quick. Yes, he is our oldest, other than Angela, who's 50. He's from Boston. He's a former undercover cop. So this will be interesting.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When it comes down to the end of the game, I am finally going to be a person who is older and wins this competition outright. My strategy in this game is going to be very complex because I'm going to take it week by week. I'm going to try and come in middle of the pack at the beginning, try and feel out everybody. I think I'm a person who can read people very well. I know coming into the game the first week or two, people aren't their true selves. They're not comfortable with everybody, but as people get more comfortable, their real feelings are going to come out, and that's when I will really start amping up my game and trying to pit people against each other, trying to figure out where I'm going to fit in the house. Clearly, I want to make a strong alliance at some point. Older people tend not to get into those alliances right away, but I think that I can convince some people to bring me along. I'm a pretty persuasive person, and that's kind of how I'm going to go with it, week by week.
Okay.
Obviously, a lot of competitors have left a lot of big shoes to fill in this house. And how am I going to leave my mark? I think just being that older person that goes in there and kind of can manipulate things. I'm really not going to play an honest game because that's the name of the game in here. And I'm just going to try and win over as many people as I can. And hopefully I come across as somebody who is a good person, who's trying to win some money. And I'm just going to do what I need to do to provide for my family. And I think this is a great way to do it. Manipulating people is kind of what I've done a lot in my career. So that's going to take that part of me into the house no matter what. Especially when I see a goal and I need to get to that. I'm a pretty persistent person, and being able to get people to maybe maneuver how I need to maneuver is something that I'm used to doing. So I think it's inevitable that it's going to happen in the house, and that's how I'm going to have to be, especially if I'm going to win. I describe myself as probably the most social, unsocial person that there is. In certain settings, I can be laid back and just kind of watch and observe. And then in other settings, I'm the life of the party. I like to have a good time. I'm a jokester. I like to, you know, say things to make people think, is he serious or not? And in doing that, people like to be around me and people like to have fun. And that's how I'm going to be in the Big Brother house.
Okay. I mean, I don't think he answered the questions that well. Like, I was expecting more, I think, because he's undercover cop. But he obviously has manipulated. He said a lot about that. I think he could be fun. I'm sure he studied like someone like Derek's game and kind of wants to replicate that. That's why he said like he's probably going to sit back for a while. He's also giving me Steve vibes, not Steve Moses, Summer of Steve guy. Yeah, he's giving me season 20 Steve vibes. First, like, not, I'm not saying he's going to be a first boot, but I think it could go two ways here. I think he could be out early or he could be, you know, smooth sailing for through like the middle of this game. I worry when, you know, people are asked questions and they just go, oh, well, I'm going to be the old guy. It's like, yeah, we've seen that before. Like, what are you going to do that's different? It seems like people always lean into like their archetype, which I get because in these interviews, they sort of, I think, encourage that. But yeah, I don't know. I think I can go one or two ways with him. Next up, we have Chemo. Chemo. I think it's Chemo. It could be Chemo, but I'm guessing Chemo. Sorry if I got that wrong. He's 35. He's from Hawaii, and he's a mattress sales rep. So let's listen to Chemo.
Okay. I will win Big Brother because I'm a big fan of this show, and I'm a winner, and I want that $750,000. Hello.
The energy.
My strategy going into the Big Brother house. Well, first of all, I'm coming from Hawaii and I'm native Hawaiian. So innately, I think the aloha spirit is just such an important thing for me to lead with. So I will be coming into the house with lots of aloha for people. I think it's a very useful tool because it'll help me to disarm the other house guests so I can wiggle my way into their hearts. Make house and remain there for the rest of the time so that I'm the last one in the house and I'm winning the $750,000. But above all else, my strategy is something really simple. It's just to adapt to the game, right? Because so many different things could happen. And I feel like adapting is key. And I have adapting down in spades. I mean, first of all, I'm coming from an island, right? And I feel like we have a very unique set of elements that we sometimes will face, different political challenges that we have to kind of navigate through. I mean, even when like the barges are slow or what have you, like ships are slow coming to bring, you know, the imported goods in, we're constantly adapting and surviving. So that's something that's definitely in my bones. I'm also a queer person who grew up, well, in this society and also in a very religious household. Love to my family. I just felt misunderstood a lot, and having to navigate and adapt in that kind of an upbringing is definitely something that also is in my bones that I'm bringing into the house so that I'm sitting there, the last one in the house, winning the $750,000.
Wow. That certainly livened things up. Love his energy. He reminds me a lot of my friends, some of my friends. I also think this could go one of two ways. He could be super likable, you know, have a bunch of friends in there and do well, or he can kind of go the way of Hysum, like a little too bossy. I don't know how this is going to go. He seems like a very sweet guy. But I could see some mess from him. That's what I'm getting. I'm getting mess. And that's probably because he reminds me of my one friend so much who I love, but he could be messy. So we'll see. That was Chemo. Next up, we have Leah Peters. She's 26. She's from Pittsburgh, but lives in Miami, and she's a VIP cocktail server. We always have, you know, one of those every few years. Let's add Leah.
I'm going to win Big Brother because 26 is my lucky number. I'm 26 years old. I even have a 26 tattoo right here. So it's my time to shine.
You're going to be 27 though soon, girl.
My strategy in the Big Brother house will be determined whenever I'm in there, because I think I have to meet everyone first. But I really think that my strategy in the Big Brother house will be to really play up on my social game and get to know everyone, kind of wiggle my way into their hearts and see how far it takes me. I hope I make my mark by showing that, you know, you don't have to be super conniving. I think that I hope that I make my mark in the Big Brother house by being a strong, you know, woman that wins and maybe doesn't look as intelligent as I am. So I hope I can make my mark by being underestimated and setting a good example and leaving with many genuine friendships. I'm most looking forward to meeting new people and building relationships and playing the game. Like, I'm really excited to see how the game really works. I'm really excited to meet new people. I'm excited for all of it, really. Like, it would be easier for me to list what I'm not excited about, because this whole experience is so exciting. I'm just excited to have an amazing summer and be surrounded by a bunch of cool people. I will manipulate the competition by being myself. I think I'm a natural manipulator. I think the best way to tell a good manipulator is by not knowing that you're being manipulated. So I will manipulate the competition without them even knowing that it's me behind it all.
Okay, I'm torn on her because she seems like a recruit. Like, I don't know for sure. She, you know, people always say I'm going to play up to my social game, but like, what does that mean? Because everyone says that. And again, this is not against her. Everyone says that. I like that she said she would like to be underestimated. I think that's a good place to be. You know, she could be a Hannah from The Mole. Like, she could be like that. So if that's the case, love it. But she's very subdued, especially after Chemo. And so I don't want to judge her because the difference is a little jarring, but she seems like lower energy. So we shall see how that plays out. Next up, we have Lisa. She's 33. She's from LA and she's a celebrity chef.
I will win Big Brother because I am the best and I'm in it to win it. Ooh, I'm going to play a dynamic game. So Boss Babe is here and I mean business. So I'm going to treat this competition like it's work and like it's a business. And okay, what that entails is that I will be a dynamic player. I will build and cultivate relationships of trust and connection. And I will see, hear, and know everything as I do in my business and apply that to the intricate framework of Big Brother. OMG, I'm on Big Brother. I am so excited to be here and I'm ready to play. This is so exciting. Yes.
OMG.
How will I make my mark in the Big Brother house? Well, there's a few marks to make. Part of the strategy, though, it goes without saying, I'm a chef, right? So the key to anyone's heart is good food. Hello, enter the chat. Lisa, good food.
Just ask Chef Joe. Here,
right? So part of my strategy is to cook throughout the time there to build connections, to make myself not a target because who wants to kick out the cool chef that makes them really good food, right? So I'm going to play into that, make my mark there, and build connections with people because that's who I am as a person and that's who I am in my job as well. I cultivate connections with people and I'm very personable. If you can't tell, I have a fantastic personality and that's really going to get me through the game. People are going to hopefully like me. I'm going to find ways to connect with new people, you know, stimulate interesting conversations with them, and of course, serve them up maybe some avocado toast. And that's going to make my mark in the game towards the beginning, and then some more opinionated strategy is going to come out. But you got to lay that foundation first.
I don't know about this one. She seems very sweet. A lot of canned answers. It's also giving recruit. It's giving Bowie Jane vibes. Like, I don't know. Listen, the chef thing, you're in that house. It is important. People really care about food. Who's opening what? Who's cooking what? Like, this is disgusting. This is great. Like, that isn't a thing, right? Like, we've seen that before. So, like, if she leans into that, that could, I guess, keep her there a few weeks. So I don't know if that really... No one cares about that, I think. At the end of the day, like, if they want her out, they'll get her out. They don't care if she's cooking avocado toast for them. But, yeah, I don't have high hopes for her, but I hope she proves me wrong. Like, I'm here to be proven wrong, people. This is first impressions. I don't know them. I'm not judging their real life. This is just based on a two-second video. Okay, so next up, we have Mackenzie. She's 22, so she's younger. She's kind of like Cedric, who's 21, and she's from Houston, and she's a construction project manager.
I think I'll win Big Brother just because I keep saying this, but I think I'm a triple threat. Socially, mentally, physically, I've kind of got all three. My strategy going into the Big Brother house is definitely to kind of start out a little bit more shy. I can kind of come on a little overwhelming sometimes. I could talk to a wall. So I don't want to come on too strong, just kind of be, you know, the friend to everybody, shoulder to cry on, and then hopefully a little bit halfway through, make some big moves. I think I'll make my mark in the Big Brother house by just being sweet with a little bit of spice. I think the thing I look forward to most about being in the Big Brother house probably has to be just meeting the people. And granted, I know we're going to probably all backstab each other, but I think making some friendships that I probably wouldn't make without the Big Brother house. I think the way I could manipulate the competition within the house is definitely by coming on and looking like I'm some sweet, innocent person and acting like I have everybody's back. But in reality, I am just plotting to make the next big move. Some words that I would use to describe myself would be outgoing, kind, and real. I'm gonna give it to you straight.
Okay, well, I can appreciate that. I like direct people. She's giving me, I just look at her and I see Angela. I don't know why, but yeah, she's saying the right things, like, right? They're all doing that, but I'm not sure about her. What else did she even say? I'm trying to think. Mike, write down 37 minutes real quick. What the fuck did she say that I was going to react to? It's giving a whole lot of nothing. Oh, this is what I was saying. 37 minutes, write that down. She's going to get no showmans. There's no mistake. I could see her and, like, Cam being, like, a really hot couple in there or something. So, like, I feel like that's the route that she's going to go. But, again, this is me just guessing. Not much to work off of. So let's jump into the next person. We have Matt. He's 25. He's from Georgia and he's a tech sales rep.
Why am I going to win Big Brother? I think that I'm going to win Big Brother because I am the perfect balance of a physical competitor. I have a lot to bring to the table in what I can do physically, how I can compete in competitions, but also at the same time, balance out in a social game. I think that when people think I'm just bronze and athleticism, that really what I might even bring to the table more than that is my ability to connect with people, to build trust really quickly with others and build relationships really quick. Yeah. So my strategy playing this game is to lean on my strengths, but also be aware of my weaknesses. I think in the strengths department, in the real world, like I get along super well with older people. I'm definitely like the take back home to mom type of guy. I grew up with a way elderly, older father. So whoever's in the house that is going to be upper in age, I think that there's somebody that I can get along with really quickly. And upper in age. Weaknesses aside, I think that what I have going against me is a lot of the first impressions, a lot of how I come off maybe to somebody when I first meet them. And a lot of people tend to think, man, this guy is a douche. This guy is a gym bro. This guy is super into himself, which is just so not true about me. So I know that being aware of that, I'm gonna have to work against that really quickly, but also leaning into my strengths, being getting along with older people, having like a motherly figure is what I really hope to find in this game, because I'm gonna miss my mom so much back home.
You got Angela.
I think using both of those things is gonna be my overall strategy in the game. Yeah, I think my outlook on competitions has gotta be that I gotta fall somewhere in the middle. There's not a single competition that I probably am ever going to feel like I couldn't actually win. I feel like I've got a good chance at winning a lot of competitions, but I can't go out and win as many as maybe I'd like to. So knowing for my overall game, I'm going to need to fall back somewhere in the middle. I'm probably not going to come out super hot with the first HOH. If I have the opportunity to win and it's right there, I might go and grab it. But for the first couple of weeks, I'm going to try to stay right in the middle, lay a little bit low as much as possible, knowing that I'm a loudmouth and a really big personality.
Okay, I like him. He seems self-aware. He's still young. He's only 25. But, you know, I think that's smart. If the HOH, you can win the first one. We all know that that, at least in the last few seasons of Big Brother, does make a difference. I mean, very pretty guy. I could see Mackenzie either with Cam or this guy. 100%, I feel like that's going to happen. He's definitely going to be in a showman's of some sort. He said he wants a mother figure. We had to have Angela in there. Maybe that'll be a thing. This cast is talking about age so much. Like, I know this, you know, we always want people, you know, a diverse range of ages, but wow, do they bring the age thing up a lot. But yeah, Matt seems like a good guy. Do I think he'll get far? It's just too hard to say at this point. This is very early. Okay, next up we have Quinn. They're 25, from Oklahoma, lives in Nebraska, nurse recruiter.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Thanks. You know, competitively, I have the background supporting it. You know, I was a dual sport collegiate athlete.
Wait, did I not start that?
I'm going to win Big Brother because I am a combination of everything it takes. You know, competitively, I have the background supporting it. You know, I was a dual sport collegiate athlete. And then socially, I was voted most likely to brighten your day and won homecoming Duke in college. And then strategically, you know, I'm a real rat Duke. In a cage type of guy. So I'm ready to win.
Rat in a cage? What does that mean?
Well, strategically, I think that there are 4 types of Big Brother players. You have snakes, rats, frogs, and doves. I myself am going to be a rat, you know, only lie, cheat, and steal when my back is against the wall, when I'm out of options. But I'm definitely not going to shy away from being a more nefarious player. Strategically, I am going to really try to align myself with those more emotional players so that we have a foundation of something deeper than strategy, logic, and reason, so that as we get deeper in the game, it's harder and harder for them to, you know, stab me in the back.
That's so interesting. Different answer.
I'm going to make my mark in the Big Brother house by honoring the past, but redefining the game and creating a new future by acting zany, acting out of control, and doing whatever I can to stay out of the limelight while maintaining the central focus of attention. I am most excited to form a couple of alliances in the Big Brother house. You know, I want to slap a creative, fun nickname that honors everyone that's in it. And then on top of that, I'm excited to then do the Big Brother thing and stab them all in the back. That's what I'm most excited for.
Okay. Obviously, I enjoy Quinn. I think he's going to be fun feeds or going to flame out very quickly. It could be first boot. It could be really fun season if he really is going to do what he says. I do like the answer about aligning with some emotional players. Like, that's manipulative, of course, but like, we don't really hear people saying that. And I think that's an interesting strategy. I think having that sort of, I mean, that's part of the social game, right? But okay, I think Quinn was fun. Next up, we have Urbina. She's 35. She's from LA and she's an event bartender.
I'm going to win Big Brother because my why is bigger than anything in this house can stop me from. I'm here to rep for the Filipinos because everybody needs a Filipino in their life and that person is going to be me. My strategy is to bring the big sis energy. I know it's called Big Brother, but we need a big sis up in here. So I plan to have a really strong social game. I am mildly competitive, but I'm not trying to put a target on my back. So it'll come into play when it's the right time. I'm going to trust the timing of my life. My strategy is to bring the big sis energy into the game. That means, yes, a strong social game, but also being someone that keeps it real with people and is someone that they can keep it real with. I think it's a very Filipino thing, you might not know, but we're just honest and immediately you're family to us. And that means that we keep it real with you. So we call it an ate in Tagalog. It's being an ate to someone, which is a shoulder to cry on, but also will tell you, girl, what's happening? I think I'm going to make my mark in this house by being me. I really mean it when I say there is only one Rubina in this whole entire existence of the world. There's only one, and you will know her when you see her, and it's me. I think there's no way I can't make a mark. It's inevitable because America has not seen someone like me before, and I hope they're ready because I'm here, and I'm here to stay.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I like her. She has good energy. She seems very sweet. Again, not getting much. The big sister thing is interesting. Do I think it's going to play out? Hard to say. I don't know if that stuff sort of ever works. I mean, she seems likable. She might have a lot of friends in there. Yeah, I liked her. Not much else to say. Next up, we have Takor. She's 23. She's from Chicago, lives in Atlanta, and she's a crochet business owner.
I will win Big Brother because
I love that.
Use the skills that I have been embedded with throughout my life to meet this game. You know, I'm a sociologist at heart. That's what I have my degree in. And so I'm going to read people and I'm going to use that information to my advantage. So the kind of game that I'm going to play is, you know, I'm going to, you know, put on this persona, this very positive, bright spirit. That's who I am naturally. But also the kind of double-edged nature of me is that I am very competitive. I can be combative. And I'm going to utilize those strengths to get me as far in the game as possible. I'm going to leave my mark in this house by being the girl that utilizes all of her wits without anybody really knowing. You know, I want to keep things as undercover as possible. I want y'all to know that I'm playing this big game, but in the house, they're not going to know everything that I'm capable of, and I'm going to keep it that way. I'm most looking forward when I get into the Big Brother house is, you know, honestly, just playing the game, there are so many different facets. The social element, the strategic element, the physical element, which we'll see how I do in that department. And I'm just looking forward to pushing myself to entering this, you know, experiment, kind of putting my sociologist cap on and seeing, you know, what I'm made out of.
She seems great too. Really like her. God, these are so hard to really give first impressions because these questions are terrible. But Love the energy. I forgot to mention, it says she's from Chicago via London. So that's why she has a little bit of a British accent. And I just love how it appears at the end of words. So cute. But yeah, she seems very like bubbly. I think maybe a lot of people gravitate toward her. That's all I really got. We're going to round up the cast now. Tucker, he's 30. He's from Boston, but lives in Brooklyn. And he's a marketing and sales executive.
Why I will win Big Brother is because I have everything it takes. I'm the youngest of two older brothers. I was born and raised in a loud, wild Italian family, and I've had a lot of different walks of life.
It's my giving Enzo.
Gay. I've been bullied. Oh. I was the bully. I was an athlete, and my family, I was born and raised in a family that all we do is compete. I have two older brothers, but not only that, my mom's whole side of the family, they've had a card game that has been made up for over 100 years. We play every time we're together.
Oh, I love that.
Around mental, physical, and emotional competition my entire life, and I love it, and I eat, sleep, and breathe it every day, and I literally know I will win this game for sure. I have everything it takes, and I'm very excited, and I just need to make it past a couple weeks, and I'm there, baby.
I like him so far.
I'm gonna be the lighthearted jokester, and I'm a
Zach
chef,
Rance?
So, you know, I'm gonna be the person that keeps everybody happy, and, you know, when people are gonna, if people are butting heads or whatever, I'm gonna be the one cracking jokes and trying to simmer down the water, and also I'm a chef, so I cook. You can give me the kitchen sink and I'll make it delicious. So who's gonna want to kick out someone who's cooking great food? And also, as all of us Italians know, the best conversation happens over food, and so I'll be able to cook for everybody. I can cook one-on-one meals for people that might loosen them up to tell me things they wouldn't want to tell other people. So the fun, lighthearted jokester who likes to cook. I will definitely be someone who's planting seeds here and planting seeds there, but I'm not going to try to do it in a loud way like sometimes people do. If I'm pushed all the way to my back against a wall, then yeah, I'll scream and yell it and make that a point, like kind of like what Brett did in some seasons. But
oh god,
I kind of want to be just more the fly on the wall because I have a crazy competitive nature. I know I need to tone that down being in here because I'll put a target on my back right away. And so I think just being my friendly, funny, goofy self who loves to cook, and I just love people, I think I can get close to a lot of people. I can connect with a lot of people on different levels because, again, I look one way, but I was raised and been through a lot of different walks of life, you know, from being the bully to getting bullied to having a gay dad and people just bashing you left and right for that, to being the jock in high school and going to college for a sport, to being a theater geek as well in high school.
Wow.
I love people. I can get along with anybody. So I think people feel that that's a very genuine thing about me. I care a lot about people, and that'll have people open up to me a lot. And the hardest part will be stabbing someone in the back, but you know, that's what this is about. I don't do it out there in the real world, but in here, I'm gonna have all the blades sharpened or dulled. However you want it, I'll give it to you.
Okay, that was an amazing way to end. I really like him. He's probably, that was the most like charismatic sort of video I thought, or maybe I'm just biased because it was the last one, but it's giving Enzo meets Zach Rance, like sort of loud, but he's got the Italian vibe. He honestly seems very well-rounded. He has like a very interesting story, life story. And it's so funny. He mentions being a chef so much because they have marketing and sales executive as his job. So I'm guessing he means like chef just at home. But he might have some competition because we have Lisa, who's a celebrity chef and has already been saying that she's going to cook. So maybe there's going to be some sort of competition there. But I don't know. I really like Tucker. Do I think he'll go far? I don't know. But I think he's very likable. He's, you know, maybe he'll get in. I could always see like the guys broing out. I mean, he doesn't seem like that kind of guy, though. He's also a little older. He's 30. That's like a good age. He has some life experience. Some of the other guys, Matt, even Cam, they're 25. They're a little younger. So yeah, I think that was a great way to end. I really like Tucker. But yeah, guys, that's the BB26 cast. Thank you guys for tuning in to this first impressions of the cast. Again, this is not based on, you know, their real lives. These are just first impressions. I don't know these people. They seem very sweet, but like, we don't know, right? So stay tuned. Please follow the @exclusivelypod on all platforms. I will be at the Big Brother premiere this week, the party in New York, which will be super fun. I'm going to try to go live on Instagram on the @exclusivelypod Instagram. So go follow for that. Could be fun. And I will be back with some really fun interviews this season that I'm really excited for you guys to check out. So I'll see you soon.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.